Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
So long.
I got here as soon as I could. I mean, you were talking so fast in the message, I could barely understand you. I'm sorry, you want to leave?
Yes, tonight.
We can't just leave.
Why not? Your dad's gone.
My mom isn't.
Well, she can come with us.
And go where? We have no money, nowhere to go.
I don't care. Anything is better than this place, okay? Listen, we'll figure it out, right? We have to go.
What happened, Allie? You can talk to me.
Can I?
What's that supposed to mean?
What happened with those drones today?
What?
They just stopped mid-inspection.
Inspection? They had us at gunpoint.
They wouldn't have fired.
Sure seemed like it. Did you initiate that? The inspection?
No.
Oh, so you're only spying on us.
It's my job to monitor the feeds. And I care about you. I love you.
You got a weird way of showing it.
Did that sloughfer hack the drones? That's a violation of Article...
That sloughfer? I mean, listen to yourself. He's a person, Allie, just like you and me.
Whatever you're up to in that barn, I can't protect you.
Allie, I never asked you to, so where's all this coming from?
Arlen wants us to get injections.
Allie, no!
The other deputies are doing it. If I want to keep up, I should too.
So you're perfect just the way you are.
Yeah. Okay.
If you go nano, you can't go back, okay? You'll be keeping up with it for the rest of your life.
Fine. I won't.
Allie, promise me you won't go through with this. Please just promise me.
I promise.
It works. We actually got it to work.
Oh, you mean this bioreactor jerry-rigged out of rusty farm equipment which all of our lives now depend on?
That's the one.
Well, don't celebrate yet. Protein levels are still too low.
We'll get there.
Well, nothing more we can do now but wait. Hey, Rocky, why don't you go home, huh? I'm sure your dad's been wondering where you are.
Go on. There's nothing left to do but watch pond scum grow.
If anything changes, I will have Carly text you, okay?
Yeah. Where is she?
She went to meet Allie. She'll be back soon.
Bring it in.
Oh. Well, thank you.
She's a hugger.
Really, though, thank you for, well, everything. We couldn't have done this without you.
And now Rocky's hugging me again. It's been a long time since I had a connection like this.
I mean, your charges are lasting less and less, even from a couple days ago.
Yeah, seems like I'm tethered to this thing now.
And the knee?
I'll be fine.
Wish there was some way I could repay you after all you've done.
No, you've done enough. That'll be Carly. You go relax.
What about you?
I'll just be here charging. Until the end of time.
Yeah, well, At least you can't go far. Come on, it's leaking again?
I don't know how many times I can patch this thing.
All right, move over. Let me help.
Hey, it's late, Mama. I got it.
Okay. How's Allie?
She's good. Yeah.
Good. Hey, I need to go see Stan tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I'll go with you.
I would love that.
Early start, huh?
Yeah, long drive ahead. Hey, watch the levels, okay? Do not let anything happen to my baby.
I'll do my best.
Bye, Slugger.
Rocky, what are you doing here? It's nothing to do with the hydro farm. We just have to...
I know.
You should be back with your dad. He's probably getting suspicious.
I want you to fix me.
No, you don't. That isn't my area of expertise.
You fixed everything else in this barn.
I patched the operating system on an auger. Debugging neural code is way above my pay grade.
You're all I've got.
Implants communicate directly with the neocortex. Control motor function, spatial reasoning, language. If I touch that code, any of it, I could trigger a cascade. You might never ever walk again. Or worse.
I accept that.
Well, I don't.
Man, I want... I need to communicate with my father, please.
It's not worth the risk.
It is to me.
I try to avoid people altogether and I get by just fine.
Were you getting by just fine when you got here? Huh? When you were limping home with that pump?
I can't help you.
You have to. You're the only one who can. You have a family, kids.
I had a daughter. Her name was Olivia.
What happened to her?
I don't remember. My memory's corrupted.
I'm sorry.
It was a long time ago.
Wouldn't you do anything to see her again? Hear her voice again?
Yes.
I know my dad would too. Please, Emmett, help me. Oh, nice! You're just gonna walk away and charge in the corner? You're my only chance! Please!
It's gonna take a while. I can't stop the power up in the middle of it.
So, you'll do it?
I'll try. But if I get stuck, find a Heisenberg or hit a neural loop I'm pulling out. Got it?
Yes! Okay, got it.
Good. Now, hop up on here and plug this into the port on your neck.
Now what?
Now, I hack into your system and see what we're dealing with.
Emmett, thank you.
Don't thank me yet. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Now, lie back and relax. Oh, and if you get a taste of strawberry, don't worry. That's normal.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, I'm Yusuf Dahl, and when I was 18, I was convicted of selling drugs. For the past 3 years, I've had difficulty finding housing because it is legal in the United States to discriminate against individuals that have a past drug distribution conviction on their record for life. It doesn't matter if it was a hard drug like heroin or a drug that's now legal or partially legal in many states across the country. Like marijuana. The Thurman Amendment was introduced to the Fair Housing Act in 1988 by segregationist Strom Thurmond, and it's since been used to deny housing to all people. But because people of color are disproportionately jailed for for drug charges, we are affected more. My goal is to overturn this amendment to start an end to housing discrimination that unfairly targets people of color. If you would like to join this movement, please visit ThurmanAmendment.org to learn more.
A message from the Fable and Folly Network.
There she is.
It looks abandoned.
Didn't look much better when you were a baby. Oh, you used to swing under that tree over there. You remember?
No. Think you'll be happy to see us?
No, I do not. Come on. Stan! It's me! Becca!
Do you think maybe he...
What? Died? Not a chance. That man will outlive us all.
You're going inside? Oh my god. Ow!
Careful.
What is all this stuff?
Your grandfather was always a bit of a hoarder.
Hey, look at this.
Honey, do not touch anything.
Not bad. I mean, it just needs to be tuned.
You got 10 seconds to get the hell out before I shoot.
Stan!
Rebecca?
And you remember your granddaughter, Carly?
Oh, hell.
Neural implant accessed. Generating error report.
It's worse than I thought. Hard reset might be our only option.
Hard reset initiated in 3...
Hold on.
2... 1...
Sorry, kid. Hang in there. System check.
Subject temperature, 99.4 degrees. Virtual cortex critical.
Come on, Rock. Stay with me.
Want one?
It's a little early for beer, Stan.
How about you, Carly?
Sure.
No.
You always were a stick in the mud. Oh, ain't got no money.
That's not why we're here.
Bullshit. Careful with that. It belonged to your daddy.
Oh, I didn't know.
How's the bean business going,
Chemigrow's squeezing the whole town dry.
Course they are. No good rat bastards. They ain't squeezing me. You know why?
Yeah, Stan.
Because I ain't fool enough to follow some half-baked scheme. Chemo, go kiss my ass. That's what I said. You stop that?
Oh, sorry.
Rebecca, we ain't exchanged a dozen words since Charles died. Now you want to socialize? You best come clean your intentions. I'll be on your way.
Charlie's old 3D printer. We need to borrow it.
And another one of your cockamamie schemes?
It's a favor for someone who helped us out.
We built a hydro farm.
You never did have the stomach for it. No such thing as a quick crop.
I did the best I could.
And now here you are, asking for a handout. Well, I don't have that printer no more. I sold it.
Damn it.
You're too late.
Guess so. I got another offer for you.
How many times I gotta say no before you get the picture?
Why don't you come back with us?
What?
I don't like you living out here by yourself.
I get by.
Grandpa, I mean, there's a hole in the floor. I can literally see the ground.
Suits me.
Stan, you should be around family. Come back with us.
I like it where I am.
Stubborn old goat. Come on, Carly.
Goodbye, Grandpa. I'll see you around, maybe. Well, that was a bust. And you wonder where I get my stubbornness from.
I don't think anyone wonders that, Carly.
Wait! Now wait! God damn it! I still got it. It's in the shed. Just the way he left it.
How's she doing?
100.4 degrees.
Come on.
Ambulatory systems online. GPS online.
Good. Now where's the rest of it? There we go. You're still rebooting. Don't try to speak yet. Just nod. Can you hear me? Good. Now, follow my finger. Good. That's very good. Now, let's check your verbal pathways. It's okay. Voice control might need another second to come back online.
Rocky! Rocky! Oh my God, what are you doing here?
Mr. Dawson.
You better get away from her. What are these cords? What's he done to you, baby? If you hurt her, I swear to God, Come on, let's go home, baby. Can you walk?
Dad, please. Finish.
What did you do to her?
She just wanted to talk again to her dad.
Rocky, is that right? It's too risky, and you know that. We get by just fine, don't we?
Hey, what's going on in here?
I told you to stay away from my family.
Hey, she came to us.
Now, you listen here. You want Arlen to take your farm and leave you with nothing, you be my guest. But to leave my daughter out of it. And that goes double for you, slougher.
Hey, whoa.
I told her, sir, that it was risky, but she insisted.
I don't give a rat's ass if she held a loaded gun to your head and cocked it. You had no right going in there, and you know it.
Hey, Dwayne, please. He was just trying to help.
We have to take care of ourselves, Rocky. No one else will ever...
No. We have to work together.
Rocky. Oh, your voice, baby. You did this.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what to say. I was just happy to have you back. I never dreamed I'd hear your voice again.
I wanted to say I'm sorry.
Sorry? What you got to be sorry for?
I promised you I'd come back in one piece, and I didn't.
Oh, baby, you have nothing to be sorry for. You came back. That's all that matters. That's all that's ever mattered.
Your daughter is very brave. You should be proud.
Oh, I am. She all I got.
We should help them. Get rid of Chemigrow. Arlen for good.
Look, I just... It's too dangerous.
Look what we did.
Whoa. You did all this.
Yeah. I mean, it's not much to look at, but it works. Mostly.
I'll be damned. You actually did it. I could call Dan. He's always looking for feed.
No, protein levels are still too low.
Well, I might know how to get those up. And pretty fast.
Broken Road is executive produced by Jacob Pinion and E.J. Kalunas. Directed by Ron Newcomb. Starring Lana McKissick, Peter Shinkoda, Manu Bennett, and Indiana Masala. Please visit recursor.tv/Broken Road for more information.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Hi, folks. Let me see if I can sum up Midnight Burger in about 25 seconds.
Really big monster!
Zero irony.
Pardon me, Gloria. Might my husband and I have a word?
The radio is talking to me.
So this is how it ends. Eaten by wolves in space.
There's a pocket dimension in the deep freeze.
This is the stupidest dystopia we've ever been to.
What the hell is that?
Because you're having a cigarette? In 415 million BC.
Where are we?
Space.
Can you narrow that down?
The bad part?
Ava.
Yeah, that didn't work at all. At the nexus of all things, there is a diner. Look for Midnight Burger on your favorite podcasting app or just go to weopenat6.com.